I was 45 years old on the night that I awoke and realized that my mother had been stark raving sad beneath her rose princess poses and carefully constructed smiles. I heard my rose-colored glasses crash hard as they hit bottom. My heart split apart, and I don't think I got off the floor for days, covered in a soggy, wet blanket of grief. I sank deep into the truth. In a dream, a white horse stood by, inquiring with his big old eyes, "Do you know what love feels like?" I said, "I think so, maybe, a little. I've heard it tastes like a chocolate bar with caramel inside that melts slow and leaves your lips all sticky sweet, and leaves, and leaves, and leaves behind the smell of roses by a dying fire. I know one thing, I've been searching the ground my head down most of my life. I even tried looking up into the sky, but all I saw was gray. I didn't stay. I swung my head around so fast when I thought I heard the sound of a heart. Kept pounding the pavement, panhandling. I don't give up easy. At the end of my 12 feet of rope, I realized I might need a little help. Just a little. And though asking was like trying to punch a fist up through a 6-inch layer of ice while holding my breath, I did it. Not with grace, but it worked. My quiet little, "Would you mind?" One at a time, I reached out for my skinny branch, and when I got what I asked for, it felt like a miracle. I said, "This must be it, love. You know, I don't need much." And God must have heard me. In a dream, the angels whispered to me the reason that God made the world so green. They said bloodshed and sacrifice is red, but love is as green as the front lawn you used to roll down, down on Grace Way when you were 7 and it was May. Every blade of grass and I love you. So many in all your days, you could never count them all. So I wrapped my arms around myself as if I had always been my own flesh and blood. Laid me down face first. I sunk deep into the dirt, soiled. Past the toil and hurt, through the crowded subway stations filled with rush hour demons heading home after a long day's work, making worry. I land in a garden filled with yellow daisies and goldfinches. As I unpin the purple heart from my chest, my pride drains. I give it a gentle kiss goodbye and drop it into the well. I feel my heart bubble up and I hear myself whisper, "Love is not a well, but a wellspring." And God heard me.